Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they sought him instantly, saying,
that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue.
Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him,
Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Why, neither thought I myself worthy to come to you, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it.
When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said to the people that followed him,
I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel.
And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now, when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her,
Weep not.
And he came and touched the bier, and they that bore him stood still. And he said,
Young man, I say to you, arise.
And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people.